Pop Talk and Aliens, the William Clear Podcast.
50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. And neither can she. I am William Clear. This is Pop Talk and Aliens, and it is a podcast. And it's a sort of an emergency podcast episode. I wasn't planning on doing any new news about UFOs, but in this day and age, whistleblowers, credentialed, verified to have served in the military, can't stop coming forward for 5 minutes. And yet another one has come forward within the last 24 hours. This story was aired by News Nation, the great Ross Coulthart, interviewing a gentleman by the name of Jake Barber, who talked about UAP retrieval, non-human life forms, psychic connections to such non-human life forms. Jake Barber is a former Air Force veteran. This is verified. Ross Coulthart even got at least one guy on camera who was like current military who said, yes, Jake is what he says he is. I can vouch that he was that. And then he says he verified it through a couple other people too. So names, all that, like not anonymous. There is some anonymous bullshit in the story. We'll get to it. But as far as Jake Barber is concerned, he's on the up and up in terms of his pedigree. And this will be a bit of a shorter episode than usual because I'm just going to go through this story and a little bit of the lead up to it. And we'll all get back to our lives. But please, while you're here, why not hit subscribe or follow, depending on whatever platform you're on. Hit like if it's YouTube, and subscribe so that you can get the next episode, which is basically done. And it's about an alien clown, so you don't want to miss that. And at Pop Talk and Aliens on Instagram, if you'd like to follow. Just a couple months ago in 2024, by the way, it is, depending on when you're listening to this, whatever it is for you, it will be. But for me right now, it's January 19th, 2025. So happy new year. Last year, 2024, a guy named Michael Schellenberger, a journalist, independent journalist, testified to Congress about the existence of a Pentagon UFO program called Immaculate Constellation. And the purpose of that program was collecting data, UAP visuals, video, investigating crash sites, landing sites, analyzing things that potentially could be reverse engineered. It is not something that we know was definitely a military document or a government document. This was brought to Congress by Schellenberger. And it was said within his testimony or within what he provided that even mentioning the name Immaculate Constellation could get you under immediate surveillance. And so all the Congress people, when they were talking about this to him, were like not saying it and joking about how they couldn't say it. So it was kind of weird. But Luis Elizondo was also at that testimony, and he talked about the various UAP retrieval programs that he's aware of. He's recently published a book, which he advertised during the hearings a couple of times, which I'm not faulting him for, I'm just saying. He says, as detailed in my book, it's, that's fine. That's fine. He gave them what he could. And his book, by the way, I've read a lot of it, very good. Talks about Roswell, talks about the, says that we captured four. Well, it doesn't exactly say capture. He's like, we got four biologics samples. He's like, I got to be very careful about saying, an alien body, because it wasn't necessarily an entire alien body. Nevertheless, Luis Elizondo obviously has been verified to have worked with ATIP, the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. That testimony happened last year, 2024. And immediately, Aero, which is like the new version of ATIP, which is run by the Pentagon, and they report to Congress. They report whatever they want, but they report to Congress. They said, no, we haven't found anything about such a program in our research. And then they presented their annual report on UAP. I did a show about their 2023 report because it was an all-encompassing report going back to 1947, and it just debunked everything, or said, it's something that's a private program and we have no knowledge of anything UAP related. Their 2024 report was more of the same. And it was basically like, we interviewed this many people and we looked at this many cases and 70% of them were weather balloons, case closed, we'll see you next year. And they're going to keep giving this report year by year. We'll see what happens. If anything ever shocking comes out of it, I'm sure you'll know before you hear anything from me, but I will certainly talk about it. As for the latest in the chain of whistleblowers that have been coming out over the last few years, Jake Barber, former Air Force veteran, worked as a helicopter pilot. He did an interview with Ross Colehart from News Nation, which you can find the whole thing on YouTube very easily, free. But he has been verified and vetted by Ross Colehart, and they interview another distinguished military veteran that says, yeah, this guy's on the up and up. He absolutely did what he said he did in the military. Doesn't say anything about the UFOs. He's not lying about his service. So Ross Colehart talks to Jake Barber, who says he was part of a government program that's sole purpose was retrieving downed and crashed UAP. And he says in great detail that he witnessed the retrieval of an egg-shaped object unlike anything he had ever seen before. I mean, other than an egg, but that goes without saying. No visible engine, no visible thermal signature. It was referred to as NHI, non-human intelligence, by members of the UAP task force. Now, God damn it, ladies and gentlemen. It's UFOs and it's aliens. It's not UAP and NHI. I don't see the need to update terms that we already know to these stupid acronyms. I mean, UFO is an acronym also, but non-human intelligence? There's only a couple things I can think of that would be beneficial for, you know, quote-unquote, they to do this for, and that is, the first, if it's technology, and they're pretty sure it's technology or they know it is, and maybe it's not ours, non-human intelligence covers a lot. If it's actual UAP, UFO, extraterrestrial disclosure, and they're leaking it out slowly, then maybe you rebrand it. You know, UFO, alien, Martian, all that shit's all got a stigma attached. So we rebrand. It's UAP. It's NHI. And slowly but surely, over the course of years, we see a Tic Tac UFO video. We see the gimbal video. We see jellyfish. And then we hear about having biologics. And then we get a guy who says, I've actually seen it. I've picked it up myself. And then eventually, we get a goddamn alien. And we accept it because we've been primed to be accepting of it based on all the stuff that led up to it. It reminds me of what a friend of mine, an old friend of mine, God rest his soul, a psychoanalyst told me once. He once told me, like in a relationship, you should never talk about breaking up or cheating or anything like that, because once you start bringing those things into the conversation, even if you're saying like, I would never do that, I would never leave you, I would never break up with you, I'd never cheat, you're conditioning that to become an acceptable subject, which ultimately can lead to it becoming a reality. So if you introduce, hey, there's UAP and there's NIH, and here's some videos of a UAP, and here's a guy talking about NIH, I can't fucking even say aliens. Ultimately, you get to an alien on video that's irrefutable, and everyone is not as freaked out as they might be. So you don't get people going War of the Worlds and climbing up on telephone poles for no reason and smashing their head into the wall and freaking out. Now, of course, in order to finalize an agreement that we've actually seen a space alien, Jake Barber would need to fly it, instead of flying it to an undisclosed location, which is what he said he did, he would have to fly the alien to Neil deGrasse Tyson's house. because once Neil says, all right, I believe it, then we all can, because he, of course, is always the person that they ask about aliens, and he says, oh, when I see a dead alien, I'll believe. Well, you know, seems like maybe we're getting closer. Either that, or it's just sinister technology, and we're, again, rebranding. But if it is alien disclosure, we're getting a lot of information leaked out in public, in government halls and squares and chambers. Pilots, former experts working on UFO projects. And then we get David Grush in 2023, comes forward and says, yes, we have retrieved craft. Yes, said craft is not of this earth. Yes, alien pilots. Then what happens? He testifies to Congress, and he's immediately discredited as being a lunatic with PTSD who, does drugs and just wants to talk shit. So then the Schellenberger guy comes forward and says, I've received these documents about this program that you have that sounds very similar to what David Grush was talking about. Some people have speculated maybe David Grush was the guy who gave him that. That's speculation. I don't know. But Luis Elizondo is there. Luis Elizondo has proven himself at this point. Is he like a disinformation artist or something who just sows the culture with these, seeds the culture with these UFO ideas that are crazy? Maybe. Or is he just giving us the cold hard truth so that we can eventually swallow the final disclosure of, the image of an alien? Maybe. But again, like I said, this seems to be like the logical way. You see some pictures, you hear some authorities, guy comes out, we discredit him. Another guy comes out, well, anonymous source. And then another guy comes out, seemingly, I don't know if they will discredit Jake Barber. This just happened within the last 24 hours that this aired. Usually I wait until I talk about these things to see about said discrediting. But at this point, I don't want to wait. I assume it will come, but I'm not really all that interested. Which doesn't mean I don't discount the possibilities of that. We'll see what happens. There is part of the story that I'm gonna get to in a minute that is a little shaky. So maybe they'll just harp on that. That part has to do with a video. But let's talk about the thing after the egg, and this is the part that gets into aliens. He talked about psionics, psychic elements. Psionics are like, if you're familiar with the work of Stephen Greer, whether or not you think he's a lunatic or not, doesn't matter. Just what he does or claims to do is work with people on developing techniques where they can summon extraterrestrials. Control, UAP even. Mr. Barber, Jake Barber, said that he experienced something like this during the egg retrieval. And I will just go ahead and play that clip, so it's not just me talking. And you can hear what he has to say. And you can judge for yourself just by listening to his voice, whether he's lying or not. I mean, what better evidence is there outside of our own hair trigger opinion? Here you go.
There's two objects that I'm here to talk about. One was the egg. The other is what we called an eight-gon. The eight-gon was essentially a flying disc with what looked like eight delineated sections when looking down. And I can tell you what it looked like from looking down because that's primarily how I saw it because I'm a helicopter pilot. We did recoveries with the eight gons. There was more than one that made its way to the ground on this particular operation.
Simply seeing a non-human craft up close would be an intense experience in itself. But Barber says, as he prepared to transport that so-called eight-gon from the pickup site to the drop site, something even more intense happened to him that would change his life forever.
This is one of the most profound experiences I've ever had in my life I'm about to share with you, so bear with me. So as I get closer to this pick site, I start feeling odd. I start feeling extremely emotional. And the closer I get, the more the emotion starts to overwhelm me. I feel this intense hybrid of sadness and happiness and beauty and song. And it was very disruptive to me because I had a very practical responsibility at the time to operate a helicopter in the mountains at night. And I began wondering what was wrong with me. It was late. I'm like, am I just stressed? Am I tired? I don't know. But as I came over this object for the pic, it was this overwhelming sense of emotion.
Is it your feeling? Are you suddenly having a mental breakdown on the job?
No, I felt like something connected with me. I felt like something had tuned in to me and my soul and was providing me some sense of guidance on what to do and how profound what I was doing was. And it was so overwhelming that I began to cry. And then I'm confused as to why I'm crying at the same time. And then do I abort the mission? So I just did my best to focus on my particular cues when doing this type of work. And I got the load hooked up and I began flying away. And once it was just me and that object in between the pick and the drop site, there's about 20 miles in between, I felt like something was inside of me. I felt like I was possessed by the most beautiful spirit I'd ever been possessed by. And
was it loving?
It was loving. But there was a sense of sadness at the same time. And
had you ever had an experience like this before?
No. No, it was a very feminine energy, I'll tell you that. It felt like the spirit of God, but not in any masculine sense. And it wasn't like a soul, it was like a frequency that I was connected with. And whatever that force was since that night, it has stayed with me.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you can draw your own conclusions just from, obviously, the way he's talking, the crying. You can certainly take issue with the helicopter sound effect. He's not actually on a helicopter when he's doing that interview, FYI. And, you know, obviously the feminine hero is clearly woke propaganda. Like, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I do know his bona fides are unquestionable. Whether or not he's just talking shit, it remains to be seen. But I will say this, nothing he's saying is particularly new. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean these are the types of experiences that people have conveyed when it comes to being in the presence of extraterrestrials or whatever the things may be, interdimensional beings and so forth. But over the last few years, we have had what I made a list. Hold on. Sorry, you can hear my mouse scrolling, but again, emergency podcast, all right? You're not going to have all the slick. The show has never been slick, but who do we have here? I'm just jotting down David Grush, former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer. Luis Elizondo, former head of ATIP. Ryan Graves, Navy pilot. David Fravor, Navy pilot. Christopher Mellon, former deputy assistant secretary of defense for intelligence, also ATIP, Jake Barber, verified to have served in the Air Force at high levels. Now, that's just like off the top of my head type thing. There's obviously more, but that's just the last couple of years that those guys have come out. Now, obviously the pilots, Fravor, Graves, like those guys didn't claim that they were communicated with or anything like that. But what they described in terms of the UAP that they saw consistent with so many other testimonies. David Grush went a little further with the, you know, we've got retrieved craft. And Jake Barber comes and says, I got a retrieved craft. And not only that, there was a video. Now, here's the thing about the video. Because, I don't come on this show to tell you, aha, finally, we have confirmation. We've won the battle, ladies and gentlemen. Disclosure has happened. The aliens are here. I haven't seen any. I tend to believe, but that's what I think. I don't know. When it comes to this video, it is fascinating to watch this egg thing being picked up, but the video, it was clarified by Ross Coulthart that this video was not in direct connection with Jake Barber. It came apparently from an anonymous source and was used to illustrate the types of operations that he was describing. A lot of discussion about that thing. A lot of debate about the authenticity, people arguing over the method of how this certain type of thing would be retrieved and so forth. To me, it kind of muddies up the picture. I don't like that a video like this comes with a story that is seemingly coming from a very concrete source who has nothing to gain from doing this. Outside of Luis Elizondo, whistleblowers, it doesn't go well for them in general. Lou has managed to make himself a career out of this, which is why I sometimes will just throw out the idea that maybe there's something else with him. I don't tend to think so. I tend to think he's on the up and up. Like I said, read his book, not cover to cover, but like most of it. Only parts I skimmed was just like technical stuff. You know, I tend to believe him, but look, you look at what happened to David Grush. Look what happened to Bob Lazar. Stephen Greer is a guy that, again, you know, a lot of people say he's crazy, and maybe he is, but he has been involved, like he has been an advisor to the government and stuff. It's not, he doesn't come off the street, but wildly discredited by many. It doesn't benefit Jake Barber to go on News Nation and talk to Ross Coulthart and sit in the same frickin' chair. I don't know if it was literally the same chair, but, you know, sit in the same spot as David Grush and tell him all these stories for no reason. But then when you show a video of, oh, actual retrieval, oh, is that Jake Barber, he snuck out of the Pentagon with that thing? No, that we use that to illustrate. Oh, come on. You don't need a visual aid when a whistleblower comes out if he didn't provide it himself. You're giving people license to say, it's completely fake. Why did they put a video in there, but it wasn't from him? It's like of something else, and it's not even clear what that is. So obviously, this isn't true. Or people of another sort of mind will say, this is just a big psyop, and it's there to distract us and pacify us because we've got inauguration coming up, and it's controversial, and this and that. It's all a big blue beam. It's not blue beam. If you want to know more about that, you can listen to my last podcast. I'm not trying to advertise, I'm just saying. Case has been made. It's not blue beam. If it's even anything like that, some smoke-filled backroom conspiracy in the Trilateral Commission offices, it's been completely retooled, and it's not blue beam. So what is it? I think it is a guy who, because of recent whistleblower protection actions, is coming out publicly about something he experienced. Whether or not that proves to be aliens or whether or not it's disclosure being leaked out, we'll see. The only other solid psyop distraction, quote unquote, thing that I can think of is if it is adversarial weaponry, then it is much better that we all think it's UFOs. And that already has happened in the 50s and 60s when UFO fever was as high as it is now. UFO fever. Catch it. Catch it. The CIA admitted later, yeah, we were fine with people thinking that all the stuff they saw flying around, which was like spy planes and stuff, were UFOs. It worked for us. If the other governments didn't think that we had some new technology, that was good. So we just let people keep thinking that. So maybe it's something along those lines. It is an ongoing story and an ongoing discussion to which I have no conclusion because there is no conclusion. You can draw one if you'd like. By all means, don't let me stop you. But I think it will be interesting to see if Jake Barber testifies to Congress. I believe he probably will. And if so, what they make of it and who else they'll bring on. I would love to see the Sandown Clown testify before Congress. almost as much as I'd love to see Charlie Crabtree come back to this podcast. Odds of Charlie coming back a little bit better than the Sandown Clown testifying before Congress. And why am I mentioning that? Yes, because it is a shameless plug for my next episode, which will be out in the next few days. So please subscribe, and you'll be notified, because that episode, a little less off the cuff. I'm not, you know, thinking out loud. I'm not a reporter. I'm not Mike Wallace. I am filtering information as best I can for you, in case you don't have an hour and a half to watch an interview with Jake Barber. You know, so I cut that time into a third and I give you some background as well. So I hope you have found this useful. I hope that you feel like you were provided background and an update on what's going on with the endless clown car of whistleblowers that have been coming out of the woodwork over the last couple of years. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it's good stuff. Your good stuff. And I appreciate you listening. Cue the hot chick.
Pop Talk and Aliens, the William Clear Podcast.